Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com.
If there's one thing common to people throughout the world, it would be the desire to find joy. I'm pleased to welcome back to At the Library inspirational speaker Rachel Joy Barbeau, author of Relentless Joy, Finding Freedom, Passion, and Happiness, Even When You Have to Fight for It. You alert readers early in the book that they are going to meet Jesus in these pages. Would you mind to tell us how you came to faith in Christ?
My mother chased the hem of his garment with a ferocity that scared hell. You know, she was the kind of woman, when she put her feet on the floor in the morning, hell quaked. And she taught me to be that same kind of woman, where hell goes, dang it, she's up. You know, we didn't kill her. You know, she's up. She got another day. And instead of running away from God when she messed up, she ran to God. And so I was in church eating the grapes and the piece of gum that's been in the bottom of your purse, Diane, you know, with everything on it that we give to our kids, you know, in church to shut them up, you know, up underneath the pew. So I was in church from the time that I was little, and got saved at a church camp when I was 14. So all this time, you know, God was in my heart and after my heart and loved me. And even very much so through my addiction, you know, he was always calling to me, and it was never condemning. It was conviction. And it was, I even saw a vision of him one night in my room, and it was, I created you for more than this, my girl. This is not what I created you for. I love you so much, and I have so much more for you. And so my big thing is because I know a lot of people that aren't believers or believe other faiths or are mad at God or church hurt will get their hands on this book and have, because it became a bestseller last August. And I wanted to present the Jesus that I know in a way that wasn't preachy, that wasn't religious, so to speak, that was presenting him in the way that he is to me, which he's my best friend, my Abba Father, my provider, my protector, my creator, and it's so intimate. It's not religion, it's relationship. And I said in the book, you know, by the end of it, I hope that you, at the very least, you think this Jesus was a really rad dude, you know, and I laugh at the fact that I called Jesus a dude, but I mean, he was, you know, he was a historical figure that lived and walked, and by all accounts, he was a rad dude. And so for those that aren't saved, that don't believe in God, by the very end of it, I want people curious about him and open. And I know for a fact, I've met with people that this book has brought people to Christ. And that is the greatest gift.
Yes, and you and I both know that even when we become believers, we still may struggle with some of these issues, as you've been talking about. Yes. Well, I would like for you to talk to our audience today about some steps to finding joy regardless of circumstances.
Yes, so there's a ton of things that you can do. You know, first of all, I would tell you to get the book.
Right.
It's all in there. I'd also tell you to pick up your Bible. That is a big one too. And you know, the times that I find where I feel like God is far from me, here's the reality. He didn't move. I moved. I haven't picked up my Bible. I haven't prayed. I haven't been in the Word. The other thing that I really love doing is, you know, I will listen to sermons during the week on YouTube. You know, pick your favorite preacher or just put in sermon, and I will listen to those throughout the week, and it'll, you know, it gives me the Word and what I need to go from Sunday to Sunday. And so that's another thing that people can do that's super helpful. And, you know, I also would write out a list of everything that you're grateful for, everything that you love. And sometimes we get so busy, and I think busyness is a tool of the enemy, where, you know, we forget that a clean bed, clean sheets, you know, towels, hot water, groceries, no matter how expensive they are right now. I mean, I went and got groceries the other day, and it was $120 for four bags. You know, I'm like, what am I buying here? but you know, no matter how, if I have food to eat, you know, I have a roof over my head. If your children are healthy, that right there is a blessing. If you have healthy grandchildren, children, be grateful for that. So the first thing I would, again, all of those things, but also telling people to make a gratitude list of everything that you love and that you're grateful for, and that will help you really reminisce on everything that you have right now.
Well, I have encountered so many people who struggle to overcome past failures. How can you move on from a past that you regret?
I think Jesus. I think secondarily, therapy. I think sometimes you need therapy and Jesus, and you might even need therapy, Jesus, plus medication. I would also tell you that there's a reason why I heard this one time and I loved it. There's a reason why your rearview mirror is so small and your windshield is so big, right? Because your future is so bright. I tell people this all the time. You haven't even met all the people you're going to love yet. You don't even know all the goodness that's up around the corner. You have no idea what's coming next week, next year, next month. And I get up every day with a spirit of miracles are coming. I'm going to help people. I'm going to bless people today. Thank you, God. And the other thing is you can't marinate on it. There are decisions that I've made in my life and things that have happened that if I dwelled on it, it would take me out. It really would. I can't dwell on it. I can't change it. If you can't change it, don't dwell on it. The other thing you can do is make peace with it. So do you need to apologize to somebody? Do you need to apologize to multiple people? Do you need to apologize to yourself? Do you need to forgive yourself? But I do know that we can't do anything to change the past other than apologizing and owning it and correcting our behavior. So living there is just fruitless, right? It's a total waste of time. We just decide a failure isn't a failure until you don't learn anything from it.
Well, I'm sure that in your encounters with young people that you have found some who are struggling with depression, possibly even suicidal thoughts. How do you talk someone off the ledge?
I don't. I push them to therapy. You know, my role is, I kind of laugh and say I'm a street therapist, but my role anywhere I go is to get people to use the resources that they already have. First of all, I would tell people, again, just what I told them, you're blessed, you're loved, you're precious. Right now what you feel is temporary, and feelings will lie to you. What are facts? The facts are, you haven't met all the people you're going to love yet. You don't know what's up around the corner. Your life will get better. This too shall pass. If you are still breathing, there is still time. If you are still breathing, there is still time. If you're still breathing, there's still purpose in you. So I tell people that, but I also am a big proponent of pushing people towards therapy because it has helped me so, so much. What I teach people now is to find their three ride or dies. I call them ride or dies. It might be your best friend. It might be your sister. It might be your mom. It might be a coworker. And just say, hey, listen, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to call you and we're going to go on a cruise to Mexico. But conversely, if I'm ever out of groceries or have a flat tire or having negative thoughts about myself, I'm going to call you too. And you tell them, and then you teach them to go find their three people. Because here's the truth of it, is that lies are told and believed in isolation. I am a huge proponent of solitude, but I wrote about it in the book that you really, really, really have to be careful because it's a fine line between solitude and isolation. Send a message to your three people and just say, hey, listen, good, bad, happy, sad, you're one of my people. Now go find your three people. And that's what's in the mental health battle plan. And again, they can find that at mentalhealthbattleplan.com and spread that far and wide because it has saved lives.
You write in the book, I just love this. I have fallen, failed, been broken more times than I can remember, lost everything. I have been face down on the floor and almost took my own life, but I'm still here. I'm still standing with the help of God and others. I've crawled back from losing everything and kept my joy in the process. I just love that. You are a fighter and indestructible, I think. That is amazing. So what do you hope to do in the future? Oh, my goodness, to continue the life you have right now? Will you write more books? What does the future hold?
Yeah, I'm actually meeting with my book agent to start on this. I've already started, but to continue working on our treatment for the second book. People have asked me, what will it be like? And it's be very similar to Relentless Joy, more stories. You know, one of the things I've always been told in my life is I love your stories, Rachel, you know, and so that book for me, Relentless Joy, that you love so much, and I'm so grateful, there were some amazing stories in there. I mean, think about the people that got the organ transplant, you know, think about the war correspondent, Martha Gellhorn, you know, who lived in Africa and I stayed in her house. I mean, as much as it was, you know, my words, it was me telling stories of other people. Jonathan, who almost got killed by an animal that he rescued and continues to rescue animals to this day, you'll see in the book, one of the last chapters, he just rescued 50 foxes that were going to be harvested for their fur. and he saved them from a fur farm. And he has them out on this beautiful, you know, property he has, where he has all these animals that, you know, that there wasn't a place for them to go before. And so I want to tell more stories. And that's the plan with the next book. And then the next plan is to really help other speakers and to send them out and to watch them grow, as I will still go out and speak. But I won't speak as much as I have in the past, doing more training. And again, I love coaching as well. I have about 9 to 11 clients right now in different facets. And I love working with people and helping them have breakthroughs.
Well, your enthusiasm is contagious for sure. You write this, and I love this. Oh, I keep saying I love this, but I do. Okay. I love the book. No one on this planet can accomplish what you were sent to accomplish. There is a beautiful and one-of-a-kind roadmap associated with your fingerprints and your heartbeat. You have things, places, and people that are uniquely assigned to you. I believe I was born to create. I'm changing the narrative to put my unique stamp on it, to use my experiences with others. That is such a beautiful thought. And speak more about how unique we are and how much God loves us.
I was just looking at a picture of my mom, you know, and so I was meant to be born to her. And you know, your life is just, there's a footprint. You can get off. We have free will. You can get off and go another path. But I can tell you that when I've gone on my own path, I've usually messed it up. You know, I'm like, oh, geez, let me get back to the right path here. But God has grace for that. And you just have a purpose in your life. And there are people that are assigned to you. There are people that you haven't even met yet, like I said, that you're going to love and help, and that your story is going to help other people. And it's going to be beautiful.
Rachel Barbeau, author of Relentless Joy, Finding Freedom, Passion, and Happiness, Even When You Have to Fight for It. Thank you for visiting at the library.
Thank you for having me.
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit dianebarker.com. Join us again next time for At the Library.